Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Rolly Marks. So let's start off with an understanding as to what is going on in Israel with regard to COVID-19. We spoke to the NICD earlier. He mentioned Israel in terms of trying to deal with the Delta variant as well. Give us the latest from there.
Well, we have seen an increase in the amount of infections coming in as a result of the Delta variant. The numbers have kind of been up and down. One day we had 223 new infections, the next day only 63. But we're watching this very, very carefully, and it's been discovered that Ben-Gurion Airport is probably the ground zero, to use the terminology that is being given, to where the virus is coming in. And yesterday, the airport staff began to try and separate arrivals, those who were coming from COVID hotspots, to those coming from other countries. At the moment, there are several countries where Israelis are banned on visiting. One of them is South Africa. If Israelis are found to be returning from countries like Argentina, Brazil, Mexico, South Africa, they stand to be fined 5,000 shekels. I think this new government is even more taking an even more hard line than the previous one on the COVID vaccine. At the moment, we have reinstituted masks indoors. And the interesting thing with these infections is, although the numbers are high, the hospitalizations and serious cases remain quite low. And we've only had one death in the last couple of weeks as a result of COVID-19. So in terms of that, we're very stable, we're very low. But it is believed that the Delta variant is coming in from people who've been overseas, children who haven't been vaccinated. So now there's a massive push to try and get as many young people vaccinated as possible. And they are coming in their numbers. Just 2 days ago, Naftali Bennett, he's the Prime Minister, his daughter, 16 years old, she went to get her jabby. She was photographed doing that. So we are seeing that. And our Interior Minister, Ayelet Shaked, has said that we might reconsider the return of the green pass system, which is those who are vaccinated with both vaccines receive what we call a Tav Yarok, a green pass, which allows you entry into certain places. And if we still see an increase in numbers with the Delta variant, there will be a possibility where we shut down our airport for a while completely.
It's just incredible how just, you know, Israel, of course, being one of the most prepared countries in the world, and yet still battling with this.
Well, this is it. And you know, we're not going to allow for a situation, another wave to break out here. So the government really, really taking as hardline a response as possible to trying to prevent these numbers from escalating.
And of course, that is one that we will continue to cover. I want to move to the American political scene. There's been a lot of discussion around Ilhan Omar, who is, of course, a Democrat and has made some very, very concerning statements around Jews and around Israel. Tell us what she said, what the latest information is there, and how this is playing out in the United States.
First of all, we don't think that Ilhan Omar has moved past it's all about the Benjamins, baby, despite her, the threads on her Twitter page to the contrary. But, you know, she reminds me a lot of Jeremy Corbyn making these incendiary statements and in the same breath taking to social media to find in the most roundabout way to try and give the illusion of apologizing, but not really apologizing because she doesn't really believe she needs to apologize. So basically where it started was she made this very incendiary comparison between Afghanistan, the Taliban, Hamas, the United States, and Israel. And, you know, you can't compare two democratic states, or one of which Israel engaged in an operation to defend our citizens from incoming projectiles and rockets, to a a terror entity. And I know that in South Africa it's not popular to use the word terrorist to describe Hamas, but this is how they are recognized by countries around the world. And that's what they are. And they do subscribe to a genocidal charter. And I think that we need to start calling these groups out what they are. Otherwise, we're not going to defeat them in the long run. So she made those comments. And the other day on TV, she was asked again, does she regret that? And she said, no, she doesn't regret it. This was on CNN's show with Jack Tapper. And she said that, she did understand why many of her colleagues, especially Jews, felt her statements are anti-Semitic. But then she went on to say these members haven't really been partners in justice. She says they haven't been, equally engaging in seeking justice around the world. Now, let's just stop right there, because when we're talking about justice around the world, we also have to include justice for Uyghur Muslims, which Ilhan Omar has been silent about, which Jewish communities around the world, including here, many conversations we have had are leading the way. She forgets the history of the civil rights movement in America, where Jews were actively engaged and worked alongside the African American community.
But it's incredible that she's almost created this need to justify this. Any other group in America that is called upon to say, what is your link to justice? Prove that you are worthy of being American.
It is absolutely unconscionable. It's that horrendous double standard. It's that hysteria of dual loyalty accusations that we've seen coming from Omar and her squad before. We do have to think and put things into perspective. Yes, the squad are very, very noisy, and they're a real thorn in our side, but they do not represent the majority of the Democratic Party. But what Ilhan Omar is saying is absolutely incendiary. And I just would want to know, if I was an American citizen, why aren't you fixating on issues in your own constituency, especially in the middle of a global pandemic?
It's incredible that I think that she's given this platform. CNN is very, very happy to talk to her and allowing her the ability to reach millions of people. That's very dangerous, because if you aren't knowledgeable about it, and that's all you hear from a very soft-spoken and presentable person, it really does have the power to create anti-Semitism. And
well,
people
absolutely.
They don't engage it the way we would or do, because it's relevant to us. So imagine somebody just watching CNN, doesn't have a view either way, particularly around Jews, and all of a sudden, and keeps hearing this, that their loyalty is not to the country that they're living in, that they never stand for justice, that Israel is committing genocide and apartheid type behavior. It eventually does sink in and become a given. And that's the danger here.
Well, this is what you and I've been discussing so many times, is that you can draw almost a direct line between what is reported in the media and the way the media, who love sensationalism, who love debate and discussion around what they are broadcasting or publishing, without understanding the bigger picture and without putting in, which is very, very, very necessary, context, nuance, and most important, facts. And we can draw that direct line, that direct correlation between what we are seeing reported in the media and how it is framed to anti-Semitism and incidents of anti-Semitism around the world.
It's and you and I we've also been chatting about what's to be done about it, and if it's worth still standing up against a tsunami of misinformation and hate. Are we getting that message across? Are we doing any good?
Well, I think that we are. I think that never before has it been more important for us to take ownership and agency of our own narrative, especially South Africa, where the South African narrative has been co-opted to push a hateful agenda against Jews.
I'll use the word hijacked.
It's never been more important than it is today. This morning I was watching a very, very, very interesting clip from The View, and before the collective eye roll, it was Meghan McCain, who is now a vocal and identifying Zionist. She's putting it in her, her bios, incredible, on her social media. That says a lot. Speaking to Eve Barlow, who's an entertainment journalist, who is now becoming one of the most vocal people, most vocal young female Zionists standing up to the avalanche of hatred that we are facing. They had a discussion on what Zionism is and what anti-Semitism is and what's happening in the world today on The View, which is mainstream television. That, to me, is a significant victory. The fact that we all show up wherever it is, we have the same platforms as the opposition has. The important thing is that we show up to use it. We show up to use it without sinking to the level of abuse and aggression, but rather that we show our pride in ourselves, our identity in ourselves, and understand our history. They don't know our history. It is up to us to educate them.
And it's also interesting as well is that it's important for ourselves that we keep hearing this, because we can't forget that we are all subject to the same barrage of negativity and misinformation and bullying that everybody else is. So therefore, even from our own perspective, we need to be shown and given the confidence to be able to stand up for it, even to ourselves, because otherwise, you know, and I noticed this with my own, not that I really stopped, but I during the last couple of weeks when the intensity was absolutely horrific, and excuse me, and people that I know, that I respect on social media within South Africa and that I follow were saying the most terrible, terrible things. And you do land up feeling guilty, a little afraid, worried to stand up. And it's these types of things and these types of conversations that give us the confidence to be able to do so.
Absolutely. And remember that every time you stand up, even if it's just to retweet a fact, you are empowering, you are giving a voice to the voiceless of many, many generations. It's not just our generation now. It's the generation that perished, who didn't have a voice. You are giving voice to them, and you are empowering the next generations to stand up for themselves.
Same.
So
yeah,
we all have to show up for ourselves and each other.
Rolly Marks, it's 8 o'clock. That's where we leave it. We'll chat to you tomorrow morning at 7:45.